This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
Yeah, baby. It's hour number three of the GBAC Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. Thanks for making us part of your day. Of course, Woolchuck's Top 10 at 420 is now just 20 minutes away. Okay, so stay tuned for that. It's Rangers pregame coming up at 5:30. It'll be game two of their series with the Red Sox. Pregame at 5:30, and Jared Sandler's already in throwing heat, getting ready for that. So we're about 90 minutes away from that Rangers pregame. Time now for a sports hodgepodge, though, and here's the Chief.
All right, here in a second, I'm going to give you the best quarterbacks in the sport last season that that avoided sacks at the best rate when pressured. So you're pressured as a quarterback, you don't get sacked. That's a notch on your belt. Who do you believe is the best in the sport at doing this? 877-881-1053. Now, we got some quick hitters that we need to address. The first of which, Dunkin' releasing an alcoholic pumpkin spice latte canned drink. That is going to be happening for the pumpkin spice lovers out there. Tis the season.
Sounds
starting in August now. That used to just be an October thing. It's like, oh, we'll do it. We do this in September.
Man, it's crazy.
Now, here we are in the middle of summer. And
this is too early.
We're still getting pumpkin spice things thrown at us.
I don't like this. We need to at least have a chill in the air to enjoy some pumpkin spice.
I'm not much of a spice man myself.
We got one out here.
You got? What do you mean?
You got
chill in an air.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Chill in the air, yeah.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah. Is it cold today?
Okay. He's flaunting us.
Oh, it feels, no, it's great out here right now. It's beautiful.
I bet it's great.
Speaking of chill in the air, actually, we need to address Broadus' Twitter account as well, his mentions. We'll get to that. Hopefully, we have time for it all. The Farmers...
People hate me.
Is this an OnlyFans thing?
No. The Farmers Almanac, though, predicts inches of snow in Texas for this coming winter.
Inches?
So, it's very...
Believe it when I see it.
Unspecific. Is that 2 inches or is that 2 million? I don't know.
As long as it's not that ice BS. The ice sucks.
Kind of hope freeze situation. Yeah, that wintry mix.
Yes.
Yeah, that wintry mix will get you out of here.
I kind of hope it's the weekend that we have outdoor cowboy pregame show and Eric doesn't bring a jacket. That's kind of what I'm hopeful for. Yeah. I want to see wintry mix and Eric sitting there with no jacket on.
Hey, fool me once, Broadus. I will be jacket on every necessary scenario throughout the football season.
Of course you're going to jacket on. You're absolutely going to jacket
hard.
On. Yeah, you're not hard.
That'll be the, hey, can you pinch hit for me? Do the pregame show this week.
Hey, Woolchuck, I'm just
buddy.
A little under the weather.
Yeah.
You understand.
Then he shows up.
Have your brother show up. Man, your brother fooled me that one time. God, I'm like, man, Eric is like showing some big ones here. It's like calling in sick and then going to the game and getting drunk.
You know,
It was your brother.
I don't have the guts to do something that cool.
No, hey, that Farmer's Almanac is usually really right, by the way. Just want to put that out
it's
there.
It's easy to be right, Lucius, to be fair, when they say inches. It's like, okay, so we could get 2 inches and they're right.
Yeah,
or it could be 12, or it could be, 30.
Be vague, you're never wrong. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Cap.
So I like what they're doing there. And they just say the state of Texas. They're not, being specific on the area either. But it's newsworthy, you know? I mean, when we find out the state of Texas is going to get some snow, we all perk up a little bit.
I used to love it. A couple of years back in that big storm, it froze over. We lose power for, 2 days. Mm. It broke, all of my pool equipment.
Yeah.
It destroyed my credit card single-handedly.
Yeah.
And I was like, maybe I don't like these winter storms as much.
Yeah.
But I think I got a hang of it now. You got to winterize the hell out of that thing. You got to be ready. You got to be ready to go out there at a moment's notice and winterize it.
Dang right, dude.
Just winterize
your winterization. It could be the middle of the night. There could be 2 inches of snow on the ground. You better get your ass out there. You're looking at about 75 hundo.
Abby, I'll buy you some Lululemon clothes if you'll go out there and winterize the pool.
Come on, honey.
Daddy's got you some blankets and some duct tape if you want to wrap it around the device. Yeah, I'll give you a
little space heater back there.
A couple of $100 there of clothes. Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
I can see that.
Oh, yeah. You know.
From my bed, I'm
calling
her.
Abby.
Yeah,
hey, Abby.
Tapes in the garage. That pool ain't going to winterize itself.
Yeah. Abby, you know you like to swim in that pool. Do you want it to be around next year?
You want to keep the damn pool?
Yeah. Let's go.
Someone named Ryan Bieber tweeted at Broadus asking the question, actually to Bobby and Broadus, does Broadus stuff his mic in his ass on some platforms? Some days I can barely hear him.
Yeah.
And Broadus, how did you respond to that? Very sarcastically, you said, exactly, Ryan.
Exactly, Ryan. Yeah.
The Richard Gere of sports radio.
Sometimes you got to boof that mic, man.
Hope you're lubricating.
Sometimes you just got to, sometimes you feel it,
Just
want to Just want to, you know, I got some after gel sun stuff out here. You know, I got some stuff to use.
Just lube it up there, B.
Lube it up. Here we go.
After gel.
That's why Broadus takes his own headset wherever he goes.
Yeah.
I imagine Mike Bacsik is scouring the world for some Topps basketball cards right now, as they have just let the world know that LeBron, Steph, and KD have autographed a one-of-one Topps trading card featuring them in Team USA uniforms. Ooh. And it'll be randomly given to a customer who buys their base cards.
Damn.
Okay, so how do I get in on this?
I read it, I was just thinking you're going to open up a pack and it's going to pop out at you. No. And now I'm wondering, are they gonna carefully select their winner? Just
somehow that's going to end up at Golden Auctions.
No, this reminds me, Dawson getting involved in this. This reminds me so much of when I first started working with him, and all of a sudden they used to have to stand in line. What was that chat thing you did, Dawson, with you guys? Let's go. Let's put you. What was that thing?
That was the NBA Top Shot.
The Top Shot. It was like, come on, I'm in line. Yeah. 300,000. I got a chance here, man. I got a chance.
They would do pack drops, and some of these little video NFTs that they were putting in there were worth like thousands of dollars instantly.
Yeah, and then what?
That
then
bubble burst.
Yeah, that was like, how long did that? I remember you getting excited for that for about 2 months.
Yeah,
and then you said, "What am I doing?"
It was a scam. Yeah. Well, I did go back in there and buy a bunch of Dirk moments, though. I don't know. I think maybe it's got potential long term. It's kind of fun.
Do you still have them?
Digital trading cards? Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just kind of waiting when that's coming back anytime
probably
soon.
Never. Probably never.
For nostalgia reasons, dude. I just remember how excited you used to get. Like,
yes.
Oh, man. Yeah. 10,280. Come on.
5,000 more. Yeah. I'm going to get my pack and open it.
He's really rubbing your nose in it right now, Dawson.
I'm not rubbing it. No, Lucius, what are you doing?
I thought he went over the line with the pool comments about Abby, I'm just letting him go here today.
God,
I kind of tuned him up pretty good in the opening segment.
Mike got him loose. Play.
I love the way you treat our guests on our show, Dawson. Okay, here is some.
You need me on this wall. You want me on this wall.
Damn right.
Okay,
we do.
Hicksie.
Yeah, okay. I see where we're going here.
You're our big green monster, and we need you. We need you. I have some college football for you. One of them is going to get thrown up on the fan cam here. I'm not even sure exactly which program this is. I've had this in the bank for a while now. We're finally going to unleash it out of the chamber here to the fan camera. So YouTube and Twitch, here you go. Hopefully Dawson and Walter get a chance to get a peek at this.
Oh, I've seen Broadus
as well. Okay, you already know where I'm going
this is
here.
Good.
This is the ultimate gold bond backfire. Now, Walter is our resident gold bonder.
Yep.
But here's what can happen is it can
I thought
really,
it was Boudreaux's butt paste.
It's kind of one of those things where, like, the allegation of, oh, if you pee in the pool, there's going to be like a huge blue ring around you. Well,
I hope.
That's what can happen if you pass gas after a gold bond extravaganza like this offensive lineman did in the college football ranks.
Really, no way he really farted, bro. If he did, he feels amazing.
You see that video?
There's no way he really farted.
Look at the powder blowback on that. This guy's like pulling
it's
in practice. He's out there running, getting ready to go head to head with a linebacker, and he, you know, unintentionally farts mid play, and no one would have known about it if it wasn't for that gold bond that he had.
You can't fart that big in white pants, bro. I don't believe that's fart.
I cannot
not in white pants.
The exit velo on that fart is Guinness record type stuff if they had a GPS on that.
But it just cleaned his colon out.
I mean, the dust.
Definitely get his fiber.
Big dust. Showered the other 10 guys on his offense in powder.
It's at Wisconsin. That's a badger right there.
That's a badger fart if I've ever seen one. There's no question it is, dude. That's just nothing but cheese curds and beer coming out of that guy out of practice in a way that he never intended. And he had no idea. It's a literal crop dust, and he's got no idea what's behind him. It is just a giant plume of smoke, and it's butt smoke.
It's white dust.
Did he look back in admiration of his work?
I didn't see him
with the look back.
He just kept powering through because he doesn't know that the gold bond has outed him in front of everybody. He thinks he just snuck a giant fart past everyone. Little does he know there's a cloud of butt bond behind him.
That's got to be right at the beginning of practice.
We got this on film. Yeah. We got this on film.
Eye in the sky don't lie, Broadus.
I like it.
Yeah, this is the crazy part is I think that's what the fart particles do. You just don't see them usually. But like this guy's actually got the powder in there. That's off-putting in just about every way. A fart is not as simple as you want it to be when you see the way the powder.
That's a lot of powder he put in there. That had to be half the bottle of Gold Bond.
That's a lot of powder.
That's a lot of powder, bro.
What do I have to search for?
Oh, I'll just say.
Exactly.
Can we send it to you?
What
have you been trying to Google at this point? I would love to know what your searches were.
Wisconsin mid-play fart.
Yeah.
Wisconsin guy fart.
I quit. Yeah, I quit. The guests quit. I quit.
I had a similar situation to the Dawson household last night. Remy, the three-year-old, discovered the in-bath fart.
Oh.
And she had some good ones stored up. She thought it was freaking hilarious. She was showing off. Got her mom in there.
You need to shower after that bath.
Yeah.
The other college football nugget I have for you guys after that hard-hitting one, didn't mean to get too in the weeds on the X's and O's there, but we'll try and level it back up and get more topical. More money, over 54%, has been wagered on Ohio State and the Buckeyes at plus 400 to win the college football playoff at Fanatics Book than every other college football team combined.
Wow.
They're calling this the greatest roster in college football history. Definitely the best that Ohio State's ever had. The seat is getting warmer and warmer for old Ryan Day. Thank God Michigan's going to be on a bit of a downer year. He should be able to finally get that one going and beat the hated Wolverines. But looks like everybody's just rocking and rolling right now on what Ohio State's got cooking, winning the college football playoff.
It's a good team.
Very impressive athleticism with this gentleman here. Able to keep the feet moving while farting.
Yeah.
You know?
The shuffle was there.
Again, he didn't want to acknowledge it. He wanted to slip that one past everyone. He did miss a beat. Like Walchuk. Remember, we play that sound of Walchuk where he's saying Jared Leto's name, and you can hear just in his voice, the way his voice changes, he had just farted in that moment. This guy, his ability to maintain his objective, which is pull on to the left side and go seal that side so his running back can go for pay dirt, he's still simultaneously being able to flatulate in a very aggressive way.
My favorite part is the offensive line coach is the one who put out the video, too.
Yes. Oh, that's the old line coach?
That's the
old
line coach. Yeah. I just reposted that at GBag Nation. You can follow us all when you get there.
Thank God.
Our handles are in the bio at GBag Nation.
Lowest percentage of quarterback pressures that turn into sacks. This is a very important metric if you want to be a consistently awesome quarterback. There are some outliers for sure, but who would you guys guess is the best at being pressured and avoiding the sack in the NFL?
Pat Mahomes.
Pat Mahomes says Walchuk. That's his default answer to any football question. I could ask him, which lineman do you think just farted with Gold Bond? He'd be like, Pat Mahomes.
I think Dak's pretty good.
Lamar Jackson.
Lamar? Okay, yeah, because everybody is this, you know, you go to the running quarterbacks. And in this instance, Josh actually works for Josh Allen because he's number one in the sport. Josh Allen's the best, at least when it comes to last season.
Tough guy to sack.
Only just about 10% of the time you pressured him, you also sacked him. Mahomes was second best in the sport. Mm. So those are your two best, and I think those are generally considered two of the top three or four best quarterbacks.
Are there any surprises?
Anybody. There are some surprises. I mean, you see like Joe Flacco.
I was going to say Flacco.
Flacco
because
is at
any
three.
Pressure, he's going to throw it away.
He's going to get rid of it.
Right. I got no chance. I'm not going to even try to scramble. That gets guys into trouble most often.
Yeah. What about our guy at the 49ers?
Purdy?
Where's he at?
Brock Purdy comes in. He's in the top 10 here. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So he's number 8. Jalen Hurts is number 7. So this doesn't tell the entire story because, like you mentioned, this is Joe Flacco maybe not making a play.
Yeah.
He's just getting rid of the ball. Whereas like a Josh Allen, you would think on some of these times where he's pressured and not sacked, it's not just, oh, I'm running away and throwing the ball away. He might be scrambling and actually getting a first down, turning what should have been a sack into a nice play for his team. So there's plenty of context that comes with this. But, yeah, Dak's gotten a lot better in his career at this. And for last season, he was considered middle of the pack. He was behind slightly Baker Mayfield, Lamar Jackson, and Derek Carr. Lamar Jackson right there, middle of the pack as well. But, I mean, who was worse in the league? Tommy DeVito, Daniel Jones, Ryan Tannehill, Bryce Young, Zach Wilson, the usual suspects. Of those are all quarterbacks that you do not want to be quarterbacking your team. This is a very important skill. Deshaun Watson has sucked so bad. Yeah, he's bottom 10 in the sport when it comes to being able to avoid the sack.
Yeah, a lot of people say it's a QB stat. You know? You're going to get pressured.
No question. And what's interesting here, too, is you start projecting ahead. Like C.J. Stroud was bottom third in the league at this particular category. So how does that flesh itself out over the course of an entire career?
I feel like Dak made a big jump from year one to year two in this.
Yes, Dak has improved this tremendously, and I don't know that last year is a great indication of his overall career of what he's done. Like the previous 5 years, I think Dak's numbers on this would probably be better. Yeah. But you had some offensive line issues, you had running backs you couldn't really trust in pass protection last year. Things got a little bit different for him. But Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes, best in the sport.
Thanks for the hodge, buddy. There yes, he sir. Goes. Eric Chiafalo, top 10 time. Well, Chuck, what's the subject today?
Yeah, I put out a poll for the Tolos to decide. Top 10 toxic fandoms. That's next in the nation.
Shoot, yeah. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105 through the Fan. And time now for the top 10 at 420 with Woolchuck. LA Live early editions coming up in 15 minutes. Segment here brought to you by Soda. That's state of the art. It's brought to you by the Frankels. Life's unpredictable. Accidents happen if you're hurt in an accident due to somebody's negligence. Call the Frankels for a free consultation, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go to frankofirm.com. It's brought to you by Cars for Kids. As you know, Woolchuck, donate today, carsforkids.org. And here he is, the Woolly Bully, Zach, with an H.
Damn right, with an H. Thank you very much, Gavin.
Yep.
Top 10 most toxic fandoms, 877-881-1053. Now, this is not sports fan bases. This would be like the Beehive, Beyonce's fans. Like, who are just toxic fan bases. You say something against a show or a member of pop culture, and they're just going to go ahead and destroy you.
The Beehive will swarm you, but they're not nasty.
Yeah.
They will swarm you. They're not nasty. Nicki Minaj's fan, on the other hand, they wear you out.
Do they have a name as well?
Shoot, I can't remember what she calls them.
Yeah, I did not.
I don't know, but they wear you out.
Okay.
They're almost like the Swifties. Swifties wear you out,
dude,
too.
The Swifties?
Yeah.
I don't want to spoil the list. Swifties are really high. Really high on here. 877-881-1053. If you can think of a toxic fandom, go ahead and text in. But we did get a retirement in the National Football League. Former Dallas Cowboy. Top 10 pick of the LA Rams, and maybe the man with the greatest football highlight tape ever created is Tavon Austin.
Tavon.
Ooh. Tavon Austin retiring today at 34 years old after 9 years in the National Football League. Barstool Sports put together, or they showed his entire 10-minute college highlight tape. It's outstanding. I just retweeted it if you've never seen it. But man, like Tavon Austin, I thought, had an opportunity to really just set the league on fire. Never really quite was able to live up to those expectations. But 9 years in the league, man.
They were like inventing a new position for him here. It was like the web. Was it the web back or something?
Yeah,
like
it was
that?
The web back.
Whoa.
With a B.
They were going to give him 15 carries a game.
Definitely with a B. Maybe it wasn't web. It was
someone. That was Stephen Jones,
that's what
Stephen
said.
Yeah.
Stephen Jones says he's going to be our web back.
Yeah, we want to give him 20 touches a game.
Okay, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does have an all-time college tape. Now, has the league retired from him over the last couple of years, and now he's just announcing it? Because I'm like, was he on a team?
I think he was on and off rosters last year, but now I don't think any team wants him anymore.
He was so twitchy and dynamic.
So fast.
The NFL knew something about him, though, taking him like in the second round. I was surprised, though. I thought he would have a massive impact. I thought he was just going to be hard to contain, but it's quite easy, apparently, Brian. What did you think of him coming out?
Oh, man, he was so explosive. I think there was a game they played against Texas where you were amazed of how many different things that he was able to do, handing the ball, throwing the ball. It didn't matter. He just, he was such an just every time it was just electric when you handed him the ball, or he had the ball in his hands. So, his size wasn't very good either, but But the explosiveness was big time for sure. He just never really caught the ball all that well. Hmm. That was something that was a little bit of a problem. So he kind of became just too much of having to use gadget stuff to get him to have some success.
So damn good at West Virginia. So congratulations on a great football career there, Tavon Austin. All right, let's get into the top 10 most toxic fandoms. Let's run through this so we can break, get to LA Live. It's Toxic Tuesday. I'm ready for that. Let's inject the toxicity.
You want to go back to the 80s, I'd probably say New Kids on the Block.
Okay.
Those ladies were very toxic.
I can see that one.
Yeah, very defensive about their Joeys and their Brians or whatever.
Please don't go, girl. Please don't go, girl. We got texts in 817. Nikki's fans are called the Barbies.
The Barbs.
So the Barbs. Yeah.
Nikki's nasty. Like, she's real mean. She'll clap at you. So her fans do the same thing.
Man.
They don't play.
The Drake fan base from the 909.
The OVLs.
The Swifties. UFC fans from the 817. Yeah, of course, the Drizzy fans getting a lot of texts. We got some political texts, you know, like Trump fans.
I love the poorly educated.
I thought the Johnny Manziel fans, that's a celebrity quarterback right there. That got weird and toxic.
Well, and yeah, with them was apologizing. A lot of fights. Manziel, yeah. Tebow was also another one.
Oh, Tebow.
Tebow,
yes,
had himself a very, very big one, no doubt.
I mean, people insisting that he was a good quarterback. It was insane.
Yeah, Skip Bayless, what the hell happened, man? Can't throw. Joe Rogan fans.
Man, Joe Rogan fans, bro. That's four bombs. They'll wear you out.
Oh, man. Some of the honorable mentions we got here. Oh, yeah.
That's the same crop of people.
Yeah, same dudes.
Yeah, the same dudes.
We've got true crime fans is an honorable mention on here. Friends fans. I know. Ooh. They drive Eric crazy.
Well, they are rabid. That's their theme for anything they're doing in their life. They can turn it into a Friends theme and just the snap of fingers. It's a good show. Everybody wants to say it's the greatest show that's ever been invented.
Yeah,
come on.
Rick and Morty fans. And I didn't think about this one, but I guess when that Szechuan sauce came out and that was from the show, like these
huge.
Rick and Morty fans were going insane. They were standing on tables at McDonald's trying to get this thing. The Rick and Morty fans are ones to watch out for, absolutely. Motley Crue fans from the 214 getting texted in.
Didn't know that.
Didn't know that one either.
Lady Gaga's Monsters, or whatever they're called, her fan base.
I love Gaga.
Tolos. Got texted in.
Just got to put that out there, Broadus.
Is that a code word for something?
Nah, I love Gaga.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay. Yeah, she is. Yeah, okay.
A lot of good songs.
How about Adele? Adele? How do you like Adele?
That is Rich Paul's girl now. He done came up, man.
Great voice.
Yeah, he did come
My man
up,
was
yeah.
selling jerseys at the airport. Now he's got Adele.
I think Adele's pretty awesome.
I do, too. Yeah. Alexis Texas fans.
Ooh.
Is that a Hall of Famer for you, Broadus? Is that a gold jacket
wearer? I tell you what.
She's
really,
a Hall of Fame pog.
Really good athlete. Really good athlete. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I just Googled her. I didn't quite realize what my work
she's doing a lot on that work computer's getting a run today.
Yeah, we can't do that out here on the tennis courts because of the Dallas Cowboys website stuff.
Yeah,
they won't let you.
You've already tried that.
Well, I knew from just my own scouting reports. Yeah. You know, you act like that. I don't know these things, but I do know these things.
Oh, no, and you're open about it. I appreciate it.
I don't care. I mean, what? 60 damn years old.
You've learned the hard way.
Beatles fans getting texted in.
Right? Yeah.
All right, number 10 is Harry Potter fans.
What?
Oh, dude, yes. I will say Harry Potter, Lord of the Rings fans, like all the kind of sci-fi dragons and trolls, like they are passionate about them, and you can't make fun of them at all.
Yeah. We got Twilight fans being texted in.
Twilight's another big one, yes.
So
what if our vampires glisten in the sun? They're badasses.
No big deal. Okay, the movies weren't that bad. Number 9, One Direction fans. Gosh, One Direction had themselves quite a run there for a little while.
They went one direction.
They did.
Yeah.
And now it's
South.
What are they doing?
Yeah.
Marvel fans, the MCU.
Yes! That's what I have written down right here. Yes.
Give it to me. Lay them on me.
Liar.
No, it's just the MCU fans. MCU fans. Just because I don't know, man. You get all mad at me because I don't know. Because I'm not entrenched in your world of cartoons, superheroes.
Sorry, I missed a damn movie. Okay.
People might get mad about this. Nah, I don't want to fight. But people might get mad about this. But Deadpool, I can't do it. I can't do it.
The Deadpool fans?
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Just Deadpool
the movie.
And Deadpool,
like
I can't do it. The comedy is awful to me.
Ooh, okay.
Awful. It's a comedy coffin.
I was disappointed with Deadpool.
It's where comedy goes to die.
Seven is Star Wars fans. That can also get very toxic.
Where's Dak on this list?
And then Star Wars and Star Trek fans, they would fight each other. Dak is very polarizing, no doubt.
Yeah. Major nerd fights at Star Trek conventions over the years between the Wars and the Trek.
Crazy.
It got ugly in the 90s.
There were bodies. We lost a lot of good Trekkies out there.
Which side were you on, Dawson?
I was neutral. I enjoyed both.
Did you have your pointy ears and blue shirt on? You like,
live long and prosper.
You know, give him the
it's much more
signals.
Of a next generation guy. Thanks for asking. Little Deep Space Nine.
Oh, yeah. 903 says, what about those Pokemon little efforts? Pokemon fans getting it a little
bit. From my understanding, Yu-Gi-Oh! And Digimon go even harder in the paint.
I bet they do.
I just remember this, though. I used to love watching Star Trek The Next Generation. My first car had a bumper sticker on the back that said, my other vehicle is a Klingon bird of prey.
Oh, pretty cool. Wow.
Yeah. Dang,
God, that is good.
Pops has dropped me off in that one.
Six is RuPaul Drag Race fans.
Hey, RuPaul.
RuPaul.
That's what my coach used to call me.
Come on, get out that mirror, RuPaul. Let's go.
Man. Good, dude.
Had to get my extra bands on.
That is damn good.
That is good. Five is anime fans. Shout out to Osa Digizua. Four is Disney fans, like the Disney adults. That gets weird.
Yeah,
really?
That gets
to be too much.
They have a look, too, by the way.
Yeah. They wear ears. They have ears
on. They look. It's in the gums. It's in the gums.
You'll know.
What?
Yeah. They're kind of like Karens in training.
Yeah. It's a gum to teeth ratio. You see, like, oh, that's a Disney adult right there. Yeah.
Can't believe you're saying that right now, Lucius, about those poor folks.
Three is astrology fans.
Oh, yeah.
And there's some truth, like people, when I meet some one of these people, there is. I mean, there's some truth.
Did you ever date a girl?
Too far.
I think I figured out what number one is now that you mentioned astrology.
Okay, what's your number one?
The vegans.
Are we there yet?
The vegans?
Yes.
The vegans, that's an upset. The vegans should be on here.
That's a great point.
The PETA people. They deserve to be mentioned.
They're very toxic.
Number two is K-pop, the Korean pop music fans. But number one is indeed the Swifties. Most toxic fan base, the Taylor Swift
fans. You Google toxic fan base and it's nothing but Swift stories.
Swifties, man.
Yeah, that should have been.
You don't say anything about Taylor, they will ruin your life.
I like how she moves too, by the way. Oh, Taylor, she's a boss.
Yeah.
She is a boss, man. I tried to rip her off. She said, guess what? All right, I'll take all this music and re-record it, and it's mine.
What a badass.
Nice little move there.
Yeah, no, she's a boss.
I think Kesha's trying to do the same thing now, too.
Well, Kesha is trying to remove the P. Diddy line from her song, her most famous song. That's the line that's aged poorly.
Take that.
It was...
All right.
Sorry.
Whoa! There's your top 10.
There he is. Well, Chuck, appreciate you every afternoon about 4:20 here in the G-Bag Nation. Okay, it is time now for LA Live with Lucius Alexander, usually 5:40, but tonight we'll be in the midst of Rangers pregame. Lucius, where are we going with it?
It's a Toxic Tuesday, and there's a young athlete I want to introduce you guys to.
Thank you, Lucius. It's another early end of the show coming up at 5:30. You'll have Rangers baseball as they take on the Red Sox. No rain out today, and tomorrow pregame at 4:30. So be ready to rock and roll with that, Rangers fans. It's time now to go back into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with LA Live.
That's what them boys in Philly used to say, early.
Early.
I'm out there early, cuz early. All right, it's the Toxic Tuesday. Let's get into it right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you squares, it's time you smoke.
It is.
Fire up this funk and let's have
a, cause I'm coming down.
Yeah, you and me both.
It'll make you dance with some of everything.
I was up earlier.
Let me tell you something. I want to let all of the sensitive people know you picked the wrong show. All I got is raw, hurtful
Yeah. This is LA Live for Tuesday, August 13th, 2024. It is a Toxic Tuesday here in LA Live. Most of this content will be kind of toxic, controversial. LA Live is sponsored by Kissable Dental, and their no-bill guarantee. Book online at kissabledental.com. Your kissable journey starts today. General Gavin Dawson.
Yes, sir.
You're always vouching for Twin Peaks, bigging them up.
Uh-huh.
I went to the Twin Peaks in Grand Prairie on Friday. Boy.
Let's go. Yes. Isn't that thing a state of the art?
Boy.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Boy. Oh, my Lord.
I've had the best times in there. The last two Flagtobers we've swung through, and yes. Salute.
Like, that's no disrespect to any other Twin Peaks out here in the Metroplex, but I went to that one at Grand Prairie, and there's something different going on over there.
It's like a resort.
Oh, my God.
It's like a bar that you'd go to next to the beach on vacation in Hawaii.
Yeah, that's amazing.
That Twin Peaks is that good. Yeah.
Pop into Grand Prairie.
They got music going.
Is it the architecture or the decoration?
It's everything Dawson is saying.
Yeah.
And what's different? And the scenic views.
Yeah, what's the talent level? That's what I was kind of thinking you were going at.
They got some star tenders in that joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One was so bad, wifey nudged me like, hey, you see that?
It was all 10 minutes ago.
I noticed, honey. Thanks for the heads up.
Facts. Big facts, man. Y'all got it going over there in Grand Prairie. Oh, my gosh. And it was a Friday. They were dressed up in like this lingerie type of vibes.
Oh, it was Lingerie Friday.
Those kind of vibes.
Oh, my Lord.
I'll be right back, guys. I'll see
you. Bro, I had about like four expensive tequilas in a row. I said, we're not going anywhere. I got a great spot at this bar.
Put your sunglasses on inside.
Yes, I'm not going anywhere. We're watching the Olympics right here. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on the Fan at 2:30. If you see anything floating out there, don't be afraid to hit me up at Lucky Lucius P on social media. Lucius Alexander on Facebook, and you can follow us all if you find G-Bag Nation on Twitter. Now, our winner. it's a little situation called Redneck Brawls. Apparently, this is a traveling fight situation. Anybody can sign up. This guy right here, this man is from Oklahoma, but he went undefeated in the Texas prison system.
Oh, jeez.
And this time right here, he fights a good old boy from Texas, and a good old boy from Texas put some hands on him, and there's some good old boys doing the broadcasting, and by God, they're hilarious.
He got speed.
Here we go.
He got speed.
Speed freak on his
he got
head.
Speed. Like, oh, my God.
He's tearing that ass
bro,
up.
He has whipped a bunch of people's ass. It ain't a doubt about it.
Buddy, if he could do this right here for three rounds, buddy, he's going to be tough to beat.
Buddy.
Dude, he came
to oh,
he came in there with sheer confidence.
And other boys starting to come back. Oh, he's out!
He's out!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Oh, he's out! He's out! Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, my God!
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
Oh, my damn!
Oh, my damn!
Oh, my damn, yeah.
Sometimes it don't matter how much you want it, son. Oh, my son damn.
Look at the replay.
That boy's about to go
here's
home.
The replay. Here's the shot right here. Them boys are moving so fast, they're glitching.
They're glitching.
Here goes. Boom. It was that right.
That right ended
buckled
it.
Him.
Buckled him. It's hilarious.
Oh, gosh.
It was that right. It buckled him.
See, these are the best fights right now, the backyard fights where the guys are just, they're aggressive and they're good punchers, but they can't play much defense.
Just wild,
you know?
Yeah, they can't play much defense
Everybody's
at all.
Landing.
They're not really boxing. It's just fighting with boxing gloves on. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's hilarious.
I mean, the UFC guys, they've gotten too good. I'm in the guard for the next 8 minutes, you know?
Yeah.
Come on.
I feel you.
Somebody put your guard down
and get
dropped.
It's got to get a little sloppy. Yeah, you're a little sloppy. LA Live, 105.3 The Fan on a Toxic Tuesday. Hey, come on.
Ooh.
Vibe right. Get the vibe right. Get the vibe right.
Oh, you made not true.
Hey, you guys, I've been doing a little, been getting my broadus on lately.
Okay.
I seen this kid, Tyon Parker.
Okay.
Oh, man. Hold on. Tyon Parker. Let me see if I can send you guys this Tyon Parker clip. Anyway, this kid, Perquimus High School in North Carolina, that's Tyon Parker.
Jeez.
Here, Wooly, I'm going to send it to you. Can you send it to everybody else?
Yeah, I got you.
All right. Check out these highlights as I tell you about this kid. Looks like I had to do my research because the entity that posted this kid did not respect him properly. So I had to look up Tyon Parker. Looks like he plays a little varsity football and defensive end.
Okay.
He's in high school, class of 2026. But he's also a hooper. And his basketball highlights went viral earlier this year. So I had to do a little research on his name, like figure out who he was, because it did not put his name in the title in the caption. And I'm talking to you, the Highlight House on Instagram. Why didn't you just tag this kid or at least put his name in there? Yeah, I had no idea who this young man was, so I had to do the research. The caption the Highlight House had was, "Meet the new prospect, Calories."
Oh.
Okay.
They call this kid Calories.
Well, he can hoop.
Yes.
Yeah, you see him hooping?
Dude, the passes are unreal.
He's out of control. The dude is good.
He's
a bucket.
He's like Zach Randolph combined with Magic Johnson.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, he is. The kid is good. I feel like he should have got his name at least attached to the situation so he know who he is. But instead, they put, "Meet the new prospect, Calories."
Ouchie. You're just making fun of the boy.
You deserve props for hooping like that.
Hell
good,
yeah,
man.
You do, man. It's going out of control, especially if you play in like two sports. That means he might be really good at football and he's just an athlete. He can just hoop.
Is this little Terrio all grown up?
So I go into the comments on this page, the Highlight House. Shame on you, Highlight House. Yeah, I go into the comments to try to find this kid's name, see if somebody's talking about him, see if I can get some help. And I see names like Tracy McGravy.
Ooh, that's good.
That's good.
Strong.
Come on, man. Stuffed Curry.
Stuffed curry?
I'm trying to figure out who this damn kid is, man. Tracy McGrady stuffed curry. I seen Shaquille Oatmeal. This is not helping me out. The House of Highlights. What'd you say, Doc?
That's the high glucose oatmeal, not the healthy oatmeal.
This was the House of Pancakes account?
They called him Patrick Chewing.
Patrick Chewing.
All these are good.
I'm all day long.
Internet's undefeated here.
So disrespectful. Yeah. Chow Ming.
Chow Ming.
And the kid can hoop. Like, he can dish it out. Yeah, the man is a bucket.
Yeah, yes. He's good.
It's got a little sauce to him. I checked out his Instagram. Man, got a little sauce to him. You know what I'm saying? Keep it minimal, but insane.
I used to hoop against a guy like this at the Y. And he was good, you know. Some of the guys, they're great basketball players, got super heavy, but they still got a shot and the vision. And the weight kind of keeps people off them. Like, you can only play so good a defense against somebody like that. They're getting rebounds without even having to leave their feet. You just can't get over there.
Nah, you can't. They call this kid Tim Dunkin' Donuts. Julius Servings.
Very toxic.
Bam Adebayo. Jason Tatum.
Yeah. What about James Harden?
Well played.
Yeah, very well played.
Striking resemblance.
Yeah. They call them Wendy's Wimbinyama.
Wendy's Yama.
Cake Griffin. Poor kid, man. I know he's seen this. Like, yo, I went viral.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, you sure did, buddy.
All pub is good pub, right?
Tracy McDouble. Dwayne Waite. Dwayne Waite is hilarious. And somebody said this is Escalade's son, Suburban.
Huh. Escalade's son?
That's Escalade's strong. Son.
Oh.
The Escalade, Mark the street Jackson's baller. Brother? Yeah. The street, yeah.
That dude,
Sean
Blimp. Nice.
Yeah, Sean Blimp.
Sean Blimp.
Yeah, that is so awful how they did that kid. Tyon Parker. Look that kid up. That buddy be hooping. Let's see.
He's a hell of a guard, too.
Yeah.
Football.
Yeah, football. And basketball.
Yeah, it'd be clogging the lane.
And his arteries.
Yeah. All right. See, political stuff. I can get this in 2 minutes. Last Thursday at a press conference, big Donald Trump says Elon Musk endorses him.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, the What's Elon on? Musk. So, yeah, sure. So Elon called me. As you know, he endorsed me full-throated.
I had to look that phrase up. What? I was like, is that real?
Yeah.
That's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
At least Webster's says it's a real thing.
Yep.
I mean, it was obvious if you follow him on X.
Full throat. Yeah.
Full blown job happening there.
Yeah. And your boy Trump is wild. CNN's Dana Bash, little sister of the Bash brothers. She interviewed vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance. Uh-huh. And Vance is not a fan of the left calling him a weirdo and stuff like that. The little weird thing. So Miss Dana Bash asked him about it and listened to what Trump.
Governor Walz has called you and Donald Trump, and that is weird.
Sure.
And it has taken off. The New York Times reports that when Donald Trump was asked about it, he said, not me. They're talking about J.D.
Wow.
That dude is hilarious, bro. Not me.
Not me.
Talking about the other fool.
The guy is selected.
That is hilarious.
Thinking about getting rid of him now. Not sure.
Let's see what else we got. We got enough time. Oh, I'm going to do one more. Nancy Pelosi was trending over the weekend. This is the greatest stock market investor of our time, Nancy Pelosi, by the way.
She's brilliant.
Greatest stock.
She's the Warren Buffett of females.
Of all time. How did she know?
She's two steps ahead of all of us.
Oh, my gosh.
She's got that crystal ball.
Yeah. She was trending because I guess she put her hand out there and said, yeah, I helped push old Biden out the way. But that's not why I'm playing her. I'm playing her because every time I see her trend, I am reminded of Jim Cramer, Mad Money. Oh.
Okay.
Calling a crazy Nancy to her face.
Yep.
I still don't have an answer for this. I think the man took a bet. And when he's a gambling guy. He's a stock guy.
Yeah.
I mean, what deal can we have, crazy Nancy? I'm sorry. That was the president. I have such reverence for the office. I would never use that term. But it is hard.
But you just did.
Yeah, I think he paid off a bet right there.
Yeah, because he's kind of going out of his way to make sure he says it.
He went out of his way, bro.
Sure he did. Yeah.
I bet you won't call the Crazy Nancy to her face. Yeah. let's see what else.
Lost the fantasy football deal. Yeah. That was his payoff. Yeah,
that's something happened. Yeah. All right, I'm up against it. Lord willing and the creek don't rise. I'm talking about the body of water. That is my time, y'all. My name is Lucius Alexander. I holla.
There he goes. LA Live most nights 5:40 here in the G-Bag Nation. But again, tonight we'll be in the midst of a Rangers pregame as they continue their series with the Bo Sox. Sands is has your pregame coming up at 5:30. We'll chat with him at 5:15, do a little Rangers preview. But the addition of the finest is next, Eric. What you got cooking for
us? Have to chat with Jared next because he's going to be going to bat for his favorite Gen Z QB and the early returns on the new kickoff rules next in the nation.